"They tried to catch up with you on the upgrade," said Inigo behind him.
"You killed them?"
"Some got away."
"I'm surprised."
"I've only got one pair of hands, Your Grace."
Vimes glanced up at the inn sign. Crudely painted on the boards was a large red head, complete with trunk and tusks.
"This is the Inn of the Fifth Elephant," said Inigo. "You left the law behind when we passed Lanker, Your Grace. Here it's the law. What you keep is what you can. What's yours is what you fight for. The fittest survive."
"Ankh Morpork is pretty lawless too, Mr. Skimmer."
"Ankh Morpork has many laws. It's just that people don't obey them, and that, Your Grace, is quite a different bowl of fat."
They set off in convoy. Detritus sat on the roof of the leading coach, which lacked a door and most of one side. The view was flat and white, a featureless expanse of snow. After a while, they passed a Clax Tower. Burn marks on one side of the stone base suggested that someone had thought that no news was good news. But the semaphore shutters were clacking and twinkling in the light.
"The whole world is watching," said Vimes.
"But it's never cared," said Skimmer, "up until now, and now it wants to rip the top off the country and take what's underneath."
"Ah," thought Vimes, "our killer clerk does have more than one emotion."
"Ankh Morpork has always tried to get on well with other nations," said Sybil.
"Well, these days at least."
"I don't think we exactly try, dear," said Vimes. "It's just that we found that... Why are we stopping?"
He pulled down the window.
"What's happening, Sergeant?"
"Waiting for these dwarfs, sir," the troll called down.
Several hundred dwarfs, four abreast, were trotting across the white plain towards them. There was, Vimes thought, something very determined about them.
"Detritus?"
"Yes, sir."
"Try not to look too troll-like, will you?"
"Trying like hell, sir."
The column was abreast of them before someone barked the command to halt. A dwarf detached himself from the rest and walked over to the coach.
"Tag-good-zuck!" he bellowed.
"Would you like me to take care of this, Your Grace?" said Inigo.
"I'm the damned ambassador," said Vimes, and stepped down. "Good morning, dwarf," indicating miscreant. "I am Overseer Vimes of the Look."
Lady Sybil heard Inigo give a little groan.
"Kurz-gurdazak-yad!" Hang on, I know this one. "I am sure you are a dwarf of no convictions. Let us shake our business, dwarf," indicating miscreant.
Yes, that will just about do it, I think," said Inigo.
The senior dwarf had gone red in those areas of his face that could be seen behind the hair. The rest of the squad were taking a renewed interest in the coach. The leader took a deep breath.
"Dukraha!"
Cheery dropped down from the coach. Her leather skirt flapped in the wind. As one dwarf, the column swiveled to stare at her. Their leader went pop-eyed.
"Urdan! Kura! Dukraga! Ha-ak!"
Vimes saw the expression that appeared on Cheery's small, round face. Above him, there was a clunk as Detritus rested the loaded peacemaker on the edge of the coach.
"I know dat word," he said to her, he announced to the world. "It is not a good word. I do not want to hear dat word again."
"Well, this is all very jolly," said Inigo, getting down. "And now, if everyone will just relax for a moment, we might get out of here alive."